Today, 25th of May, Pope Francis came to Bethlehem for a religious visit. As anyone that visits Bethlehem knows, it is impossible to visit for religious purposes without also noticing the present political situation. He drove past the watchtower at the entrance to Bethlehem in his so-called Pope Mobile and was welcomed by the people of Aida refugee camp. At the watchtower, the Pope surprised everyone by getting out of his vehicle, walking to the apartheid wall, and laying hands on the wall in prayer. Just beneath numerous anti-occupation slogans that had been spray-painted on it. Here is what the people of Aida had to say about his visit.
I came today to tell the Pope, welcome in Palestine, welcome in Bethlehem, welcome where Jesus was born, and tell him you have occupation here in Bethlehem, and the Muslim and the Christian is one. The refugee want to back to home, and I want to tell him you have apartheid wall here, and I tell him you have more than 5,000 people in the prison.
The municipality of Bethlehem spent weeks preparing for the Pope's visit by beautifying the streets and fixing up Nativity Square. Some residents felt that this gave him a false image of the region, but they still had hope that he would see the reality and feel compelled to make a statement about it.
Expect after all of this, after he saw the wall and checkpoints and the situation, or he will be in refugee camp, Idesha camp. I think he have to say something about justice and about the colonized. He have to just to share what he saw in Palestine with the other, at least, because I would like the Pope to see the reality. Why you want to make the street beautiful, and but in the fact it's not beautiful. Why you want to draw the building, and why you want to make it different? Why the reality it's something different? It's like a joke for us. It's like you are lying. So I would like him to walk as we walk in bad streets, because he will feel more about our suffering, about how we live in our community. So we don't have to do this.
Actually, I was very surprised when I saw the Pope stopped next to the wall, and really I thought he's going to see the kids, but he didn't. He just went, he stopped walking next to the wall, and really he surprised me, and really it was very good to see that, because really as a Palestinian it's good the Pope he see and go close and to feel how we are suffering and how our life with this apartheid wall. And I hope from the Pope visit it make effect for our life as a Palestinian.